PS, PS.
Okay, if a boy has been spoiled, he grows up, you might say, he'll have his trouble.
Because he wasn't taught to mind.
Okay. What do you call the trenches cut by plow that you plan in?
Furrow.
Okay. If you had a good yield, you say, we raised a big...
yield of cotton or a big yield of corn.
Okay.
Or I could say we had a big crop of corn.
Yeah. If you get rid of all the brush and trees on the land, what do you say you did?
Clearing. You cleared the land.
Okay.
That's what people used to do, you know. There wasn't so much land. Well, once upon a time, you know, all these hills were covered with timber and trees.
Yeah, so anybody that wanted...
And anybody that wanted to farm cleared a piece of ground. And they used to, years and years ago, before so much of it got cleared, they would try to clear a section every winter to have new ground to plant their corn on the next year.
Yeah.
Because new ground produced better because it hadn't been worn out.
Did y'all just leave the woods around just because you wanted them around and didn't need them for...
Mm-hmm. Well, Granddaddy used all these patches that are in pines. When we first came here, we grew corn, and up corn all over that hill, and potatoes over here on this patch between the mailbox and Harry's, and corn all up here on this hill where he had those little houses built for the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, he raised corn on all those
places. This across the road, that's just the latest
mm-hmm.
pines he planted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know that. For some reason, I was thinking that was real unusual when he planted those pines, but he had been doing it since y'all
We hadn't planted pines. We'd been cultivating the ground.
Oh, I thought you were saying you used to cultivate where there were pines now over here.
Well, I did.
Oh, okay.
Where pines growing now,
mm-hmm.
we cultivated. Granddaddy made lots of corn and beans, potatoes over on that patch, the garden up here, corn from there on up. On up that hill.
What do you call the dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring? Does that make any sense? Say of grass and clover.
Mulch, you think about mulch or hay or what?
It could be. How about second cutting? Would you ever say that about anything?
Well, what we call the second cutting would have been a field of hay. If it got ready early, you cut it one time. And then if frost held off, you see, long enough for it to grow again,
mm-hmm.
then you'd cut it again, and that would be the